So understand, the new definition of support is to reflect. When people look to be supported, they are looking for someone or something to do it for them energetically, emotionally, financially, mentally, spiritually. Someone else is going to hold you up. That's what the word support means. Support is to hold up. The old model of support that is so commonly used, I need a support system. I need someone's support. I need the support of my partner. All of that is dependency. It is asking someone else to carry the load for you while you do nothing, or do as little as possible, or do as much as you can, whatever that means. Because everybody's as much as I can has a different definition. Because often, as much as I can equals as much as I want to at this moment. And so it's unpredictable for the people around you what kind of support you need or want. And the only time it really works is when those around you supporting you know how to support you because they need the same support. Hence a support system. It's reliant on other people in the same situation with the same weaknesses or strengths to support each other because nobody wants to pick up the parts that they're not using and use them. It's a codependency. Oh, and of course they'll say they don't mean it that way and it's all about getting you to the next level and everybody needs that support and blah, blah, blah. But we're going to say is that if you want to come from a higher perspective and you want to make the real changes, you must do it yourself. And the word support must be replaced with the word reflection. Those around you will reflect to you your strengths and your weaknesses so that you can decide what you are going to do for yourself. And when you can't do it for yourself at that moment, the reflection of your strengths is going to come from those around you, which will allow you to have the image of being supported while you develop the muscles that are too weak to hold you up. And notice, they are not holding you up. They are going to reflect to you their strengths. So it might look like you can't do something, you're emotionally breaking down, and that person is just consoling you or acknowledging that. That is actually your own strength that they are witnessing and reflecting back to you. And you believe it's coming from them. That's a dependency. That's support. But if you recognize that, you know what, I can't do it right now, but that person is reflecting to me my strengths, and I can see that I actually have those, or I wouldn't have people around me who could do that, because I would be that weak. But the fact that I can have someone around me doing that means that I have that somewhere within me. I just can't access it right now, but they're reminding me I have it. So I know to develop that in myself and not look for them to be around every time I want to sing the blues. And I start to pick up off of those reflections the memory of who I truly am and all of my magnificent skills. And after a while, I won't need any mirrors. I won't need a support system. And then the support system will disappear. And what you will have is whoever's left around you when you've gone beyond a support system, you will actually go beyond the mirrors and the reflections into a group of magnificent beings doing their own journey side by side. That's it. Very simple. But all the human dependencies and all the patterns require support systems. And if they don't support you the way you want, when you want, how you want, the color you want it, then they are not a good support system. And all you're saying is that you are not appeasing my dependency the way my dependency wants to be appeased. And then we look for new support systems because we need someone who will do exactly what we want them to do so we don't have to take it on ourselves. And there'll be those that say, oh, well, I just have to work toward it. Okay, 50 years, 45 years, 60 years, how long is that going to take? If you need the support system, that's still called dependency. But again, if you use the reflection system, everything is just a mirror of you. And all you ever see in the outside world is not a validation, but a reflection. Too many people use the outside world to be validations of themselves. In the support system, if you do what I want the way I want, you are validating my dependency. You are reflecting to me my dependency. And I can buy into it and say, oh yes, I need other people. And thank God for human contact and the ability to connect with others, because that's so much better than me doing it myself, because I just couldn't do it alone. Please validate my dependency for me so I know how dependent I am, and then I can put even more dependency on the outside world because I need someone there, someone who's going to be there for me. And oh my God, does that sound so human? But it's not. It's the distorted human. It is not the conscious human. It is the distorted human using patterns to have an excuse to be in their patterns. It's not bad, it's not wrong, it's just the way it works until you become more conscious and start to look for reflections and know that everything that you see in others is you. It is your strength, your wisdom, your beauty. It is also your weaknesses and your fears and your sadness and your grief. Whatever you see out there is yours. If you do not resonate to that frequency, it is impossible for you to see it. Your energy field, your consciousness must resonate to the frequency you're seeing, or you cannot or will not see it any longer. If you took your physical body and you upped your vibrational frequency far beyond the measurable human frequency, you would become invisible. It's the same with your patterns. It's the same with the people that you come in contact with. You must be at a similar frequency. Not exactly the same, but enough overlapping frequency in order to do what you do when you interact with others. So the major point here is, do not look for support systems. Look for a reflection of self. In that, there is no blame. There is wisdom. There is sovereignty. What will you choose? Dependency and humanness? Or will you choose wisdom and sovereignty? The beauty is you get to do whatever you like, and neither is wrong.